1490 WGCH, WGCH.com, anywhere. WGCH News Center time is 8:21. And third Thursday of each month, we check in with the Greenwich Association of Realtors with the Greenwich Real Estate Report, joined on the line by GAR Executive Vice President Stacy Lowe and 2023 President Brian Tunney. Stacy, Brian, good morning. How are you guys doing today?
Good morning.
Good morning, Tony.
Thanks for having us.
All right. Tell us, Stacy, about the latest numbers for the month of March and how they compare to March of last year.
Sure. So for the month of March, we saw 39 single-family closings. That's compared with 53 closings in March 2022. While it seems like a rather large decrease year over year, we know that 2022, 2021 were quite active years. So 39 is actually the exact average for the past 10 years for the month of March. So we are exactly average. Speaking of average, we had the median sale price for single-family homes was just over $2.5 million, and that is an increase from $2.25 million in March 2022. There were, for days on market, we saw 93 days, and that's a decrease from 152 days in March 2022, so lots of quick pace there in the market again. The condos and co-ops, we saw 25 closings during March of this year compared to 24 March of 22, so really a very steady market there. The median sale price increased to $900,000 from $772,000 in 2022, and the average days on market was 75 for the month of March, and that's a decrease from 94 in 22. So, again, also much faster pace we're looking at in the month of March. Things are starting to really pick up, and that's apparent by looking at the pending sales. Single-family homes, as of close of business yesterday, pending were 75, and there were 17 pending condos and co-ops as of close of business yesterday.
All right, bringing Brian Tunney. Brian, what can you tell us your analysis of those numbers and what we can glean from them?
What we can glean from them, we have a very active market. Our inventory is still low compared to the averages, as we were talking about, as well as the demand is still very high for well-priced properties right now. We're seeing multiple offers on many properties.
We've got some pretty good increases on both the residential homes and also the condos, right, from 2.25 to 2.5 and 2.505, to be technical. And then for the condos, they went up from $772,000 for the average price to $900,000. What does that mean?
That means that the supply is decreasing and the demand is increasing, so therefore, typically, just basic, economically, you're seeing prices go up because the demand is there.
When we spoke last, Brian, well, I think I didn't speak to you in March, but in February, you'd mentioned about how right after the Super Bowl is when we really start the spring season. So, has the spring season kicked off now for the market?
It certainly has. Over the last 2 weeks, we've had over 40. New single-family properties come on the market and approximately 15 condominiums. So the supply is increasing and we're back up to levels that we haven't seen since last September and October. So the supply is coming in and the demand is still very, very strong for properly priced properties.
Stacy, we talk about these numbers on the show each month, and I think through the first 3 months of the year, first quarter, if you will, there have been 84 closings, which is what we're talking about, 300 and something for the year compared to, I think, over 600 last year. But anybody else talking about these numbers? And, you always mention as kind of a disclaimer that this is coming out of COVID and this is more of a normal pre-COVID type of numbers. But anyone else besides us talking about all this, or is there talk on the street about this?
Absolutely. So nationally, you hear that sales are down across the board. A lot of that really has to do with the inventory that's available. We are in such a different place coming out of COVID in terms of the actual available inventory. So that's where we're seeing definitely a decline in the actual number of unit sales. So we are slightly under average of what we've typically seen in the first quarter for, you know, over the past 10 years. But as Brian mentioned, there's still such demand that we're seeing that in the way that the prices are reflected and continuing to increase. Really interesting, but it just goes to show how good of a time it still is to sell your home if you've got one.
Yeah. I mean, days on market, about 3 months, Brian. Is that that's quick, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It is. And when you counter in just Riverside, Old Greenwich, and Cost Cobb, it's under 2 months.
Wow.
So it's still a very, very strong market.
Are those the hot parts of town right now?
They are.
Yeah,
well, because they're smaller. They're smaller communities than Greenwich, and a lot of people are still. A lot of the buyers are looking for communities such as that. Yes,
and for the reason for the low inventory is what?
There are multiple reasons. One of them that there's just people who are typically want to sell if they don't have a place to go to. It's hard to find reasonable housing. And with interest rates going up, many homeowners who have lower interest rates and even wanted to downsize, it would cost them the same out-of-pocket money to downsize, so they're better off staying where they are.
All right. Well, we're heading into, as you mentioned, more prime season now. Weather's getting better, so I guess we'll probably expect to see an increase in the numbers in April when we join you in May. Would that be correct, Stacey and Brian?
I would think so.
I think, yes, agree.
All right, great. Fantastic. Well, thanks for your time. Appreciate it. Happy spring, and we'll talk to you again in May.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tony.
Okay, take care. That is Stacey Lowe, Executive Vice President, Greenwich Association of Realtors, and Brian Tunney, 2023 GAR President. Thanks for joining us on the third Thursday of each month for our Greenwich Real Estate Report.